Today on the Travel Guys.
The Harry Potter ride in Florida is going to have to go extra wide.
Bed bugs are back in the news. Hopefully not in your bed, but if they are, John Holloway is here with the answer.
KVIE's Rob on the Road is going to join us and see what's fun to do in your own backyard besides dig weeds.
And we're going to give you the opportunity to win some authentic Big Sky Country cowboy music.
All that and more right here on the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man,
king of the road.
Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Get your kicks. I want a Route 66. Let it roll.
Yeah, let it roll. Welcome to the Travel Guys. It's a beautiful Sunday. 49ers are losing, unfortunately.
Did again?
They are. You know, it's still early, though.
Why would anybody be watching a football game when the Giants are a half game out of first place with two weekends to play?
We won't tell them when that game starts.
No, we won't.
By the way, I heard Jim mention the Mountain Lions. Sacramento Mountain Lions, want to give them some kudos. Went to the game, 20,000 folks. It was a blast. Game started off a little slow, but the energy picked up. And I'll tell you, those that stayed, which was just about everybody, to the very end, enjoyed an exciting game. And I tell you, you know, I never didn't know I was going to say this, but I am on board for the next time around.
Good for you. Good for you.
Well, what's new with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacation since I saw you last?
Well, I've been on airplanes this morning.
Trains and automobiles?
Yeah, exactly. And, boy, that new terminal out there at the airport is slowly but surely coming into it. We're going to have a real airport when they're done. It's going to be like just like the big time. Anyways, it's the weather is good all across the country. It's a little warm in Sacramento, though, I noticed. From everywhere all over the country, they're talking about how the West Coast is burning up, literally.
Well, sure. Well, you know, we're finally having summer, even though it's over. Yeah. You know, the latest in what's going on in the world of travel can always be found right here at the beginning of every Travel Guy show. So, without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, the travel music there and the travel news with Mark Hoffman.
Canada has issued an advisory for Canadians traveling in France. The advisory urges Canadians to keep photocopies of the ID page of one's passport, birth certificate, driver's license, plane or train tickets, and credit cards, and keep the copies in a safe place or scan them and save them in an email so they're accessible. The advisory was due to the high volume of pickpocketing and theft that occurs in the major tourist areas throughout Europe.
See, that's why I carry my wallet in my front pocket.
Yeah.
Because it's right there. In the back, it's real easy for people to.
Well, and you know, this is very interesting. TripAdvisor this week also released a list of the 10 most pickpocket-prone cities on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of them is in Europe. So the Canadians, the reason I picked this story up is because the Canadians are giving you some advice here that wouldn't be good just if you're traveling to France, but frankly is good no matter where you're traveling. Even if you were traveling domestically, it's always a good idea to put a copy of something that has your name, address, and telephone number inside your suitcase in case the identification comes off of the outside. But when you're traveling internationally, you always want to make a copy of your passport and your travel documents, because if anything happens to you, then it's a lot easier to get them replaced.
Great advice. Now, does that mean that the European pickpocketers have smaller hands?
Yes. Smaller? smaller hands?
All right.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
The cities for the top 10 cities in Europe for pickpocketing, here you go. Barcelona is tops. Rome, Paris, Madrid, Athens, Prague, Costa Brava, Lisbon, Tenerife, and London. I can attest to Rome. The only time a Sports Leisure tour director ever got his pocket picked on tour was in Rome. Happened to the same guy on consecutive days.
Wow, Mark. I can't believe you're actually telling people that happened.
It didn't happen to me, no. But he went to the embassy, got his passport replaced, got back on the public transit the next day and had it taken again. So really and truly, if you're in any major city, it's always good to be a little bit extra safe. But making copies of your travel documents and your ID and keeping them someplace else besides on your person is an excellent idea. The Harry Potter ride, as Tom mentioned, has been forced to upsize its seats. Universal Studios has run into a new problem at its Wizarding World of Harry Potter, seats that are too small to accommodate today's visitors.
Now, if you're one of these people that have to buy two seats on the airline, you can probably be pretty sure that when you get to the Harry Potter thing, then you're going to this is going to happen to you.
Oh, but you know how they have the little thing of, you know, if you're under this size, you're too small to ride this
ride? Right.
Well, we've got that fixed, too. The parks have been forced to turn away hundreds of riders because of their large size. Seats on the roller coaster style Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey are too small for wide body people.
That's why they call it the Forbidden Journey.
Universal has now begun replacing seats to accommodate larger riders. So get this, overweight visitors can now sit in a pair of test seats outside the ride. If the guest fails to fit, they are directed to a special line where they can access one of the modified seats.
There you go.
A Chinese gambler lost big, then he jumped overboard. A Chinese man was on a short party cruise when he gambled away some $368,000 in the ship's casino. He was a passenger on the Superstar Aquarius, operated by Star Cruises. The ship was on its way back to Hong Kong after the two-day cruise when the incident occurred. Passengers said the man started gambling after dinner, remained at the table until 8 a.m. the next morning. He then wandered around the top deck of the ship for an hour before jumping overboard. Captain stopped the ship and called in rescue teams, and a body was recovered. Amazing.
Well, you know, if he would have just gambled a little longer, maybe his luck would have
$368,000. Well, yeah. I'm going to suggest to you, if it was going to change, it would have already happened. Here's an interesting note. Virgin Group to launch Virgin Hotels.
Virgin Hotels. Now, why does that just seem like nobody's showing up?
We probably should move on, or we won't be on the air in 2 weeks. Virgin Hotels is a new four-star lifestyle hotel brand that could develop into some 25 hotels within the next 6-7 years. The first property is scheduled to open in a major North American city within the next 18 months. The first Virgin Hotels will have 150 to 400 guest rooms, restaurants, and communal public spaces. Don't even touch that. Although the initial plan is to launch in North America, there are plans to expand globally. Hertz has committed to electric cars. Hertz announced it's made a commitment to bring the next generation of electric cars to the general public through its car rental and car sharing operations. Hertz is the world's largest general-use airport car rental brand. Hertz leadership in this innovation will encourage other partners and cities to provide additional infrastructure. The program is planned to roll out in the western United States this fall and expand to other countries starting in 2011.
And now, by the way, don't get on me. Rob on the road sitting right next to me. Say hi, Rob.
Hello, everybody. How
just,
you doing?
Just let you know that he's here early.
That wasn't me giggling in the background, though.
He's holding back on this Virgin thing.
No, you guys are wrong about the Harry Potter story. That is just bad.
What do you mean it's just bad?
Okay.
I mean, you know, you either fit in the seats or you don't. What do they have, a Crisco container there or something? All right. Tom, a few weeks ago we had a story on the travel news about people being careful when they checked into hotel rooms and about how if you got a call in your room after you had checked in from somebody pretending to be from the front desk and asking you to verify your credit card information or some other personal information, that it was a good idea to hang up the phone, call back to the front desk, or go down in person and make certain that the person was that their request was valid.
There you go.
A travel agent friend of mine calls me last week and says, wouldn't you know it, you guys talked about this a few weeks ago. I'm in a hotel room in Denver last week, and this happened to me. She said, it's about 11 o'clock at night. I just checked in. My phone rings. They're saying that they have to audit all of the credit card bills by 1 o'clock, and they needed her credit card information again because it had been apparently entered wrong. And the light went on, and she said,
suspicious, yes.
She hung up and called back to the front desk, who said they had no idea who she was, but that was the third person they'd heard in the hotel that night who had had the same issue. So if you're staying in a hotel room and somebody calls and asks you for your for personal information and pretends that they're from the front desk, my advice is to politely say, I'll be right down to take care of that, and head down to the front desk and make sure that it's valid before you give your information to somebody who might be up to no good.
Well, I hope they're able to figure out where these calls are coming from and then can track these people down. Nail them.
Bedbugs. John Holloway is here. Bedbugs are in the news. They have been in the news all week. I'm hearing it all over the place. People are panicking over bedbugs, and the travel guys have the answer.
Yeah, John has some suggestions, some things that you can do, and then right after the news at the bottom of the hour, Rob's going to join us in the studio here from Rob on the Road from KVIE. This is the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK. Welcome to the Travel Guys. It's another fabulous Sunday, and it's another opportunity to have John Holloway with us, and we're going to talk about something kind of icky, aren't we, Mark?
Yeah, it's our travel gadget guy is here, and we're not really talking as much about gadgets today as something that, if I remember, John, we talked about this maybe on our very first program back in February. So to say that we were on top of the news before it broke would be an understatement. Anyways, we're talking about bed bugs.
Oh.
And this has become an increasing problem across the country. I turn on CNBC the other morning, the business channel, and a guy comes on and he's talking about this company that has been created simply to market products that eradicate bed bugs. So I'm thinking that, you know, I'm thinking my guy John Holloway would know more about that. Maybe we need to revisit it. It's in the news constantly. Yeah. John, you're bringing this thing here. It looks like in one of the Chicago suburbs, more than 360 concerned people, pest control workers, government, military, and university officials, inventors of all anti-bedbug contraption, gathered here in Chicago suburbs for the event, which had a growing waiting list of more than 200 people.
Bedbug convention.
Yeah.
this is a so what you're here and you've got some things that we can use to get rid of bed bugs or I mean you check into a hotel, how do you know that there are bed bugs?
That's the thing. We don't know. And I think really part of the deal is people have been afraid to like come out and speak about it because who wants to admit that, you know, I've been affected. So and the hotels don't want to admit it. And travelers don't want to admit it. So it's really, as more and more of this publicity comes out, I think more and more that there's treatments about it. And one of the things you want to do is get this kind of container here called Rest Easy that is a 3-ounce bottle that will form a perimeter around your bed with cinnamon oil. It's a USDA approved natural organic treatment.
Now, you don't spray this on yourself.
Or your toast.
Yes.
This is on around the bedboards and the bed.
How interesting.
Yeah.
John, let me ask you, do you have a lot of folks coming into your store requesting these kind of products?
Well, I do. And they, you know, they want to kind of go back in the back of the store and kind of whisper it to me, Tom. But there's not a whole lot we can do once we get bits. You get some, we have some afterbite, you know, itch, anti-itch thing, you know, maybe something like that. But, people have approached me. So I went out and got it, and it's a hot seller. Believe me.
So
every
this
day
is called Rest Easy. And conveniently, it's a 2-pack.
Yeah,
so one of them is less than 3 ounces, you can take it in your carry-on luggage.
There you go. Now, have you had reports from any of your customers have used this?
Yeah.
And what kind of feedback have you got?
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's hard to tell. If they weren't affected, they're generally not going to probably tell me. If they were affected, they would come and complain.
Well, 99% of all the people who go to a hotel and stay in them, 99.9% are never going to have this problem. I mean, let's be fair. I stay in hotels half of my life.
Or more, and
I've been bitten, I think, twice. I've had them twice, and the way that you, what generally happens to people who don't have some sort of allergic reaction or something is, you wake up in the morning and you'll see there's a series of little bites around your, usually on your feet.
Yeah.
And they itch a little bit, maybe for a day or so, and they go away. And it's just a little bit of a nuisance, and they're gone. Now, if you happen to be a person who had some sort of reaction to that, why, it could be a lot different, I'm sure. And maybe what we should do is ask anyone who might be out there who is an MD, a general practitioner, or someone who has knowledge about this, give us a call at 921-1530, and we'll put you on the air, and you can talk to us and tell us what to do after you get, if you should happen to get bit by bed bugs.
Yeah, and that's a big problem. I mean, I think we can all get over that week or two of having the bites on you. I mean, you might wear your turtleneck up higher or something if it's on your neck. But what do? You don't want to bring them home.
And yeah, that's really critical.
That's,
I mean,
because
then you're going to bring them, if you bring them to your house, I mean, you get them at home. I think what I'm reading is the most common way that that happens is by people leaving clothing laid out on the bed or leaving their suitcase on the bed.
Exactly. And we do have a,
because these little guys are hitchhikers.
They are. They'll crawl in anywhere. And so if they get in your home, apparently it's a big problem. I guess they have ways to treat it. I guess the bed bugs don't like 115 degrees or greater. So they kick you out of the house and turn up the heat and do this and that, maybe even tent the place. You have to talk to an exterminator. But what we want to provide here at our store, Travel Outfitters, is a bed bug killer luggage spray.
So we
have this new thing.
You have the two packs that you use when you're in the hotel.
First, you surround the bed with this. This is the first line of defense.
And then the other one is to use in the luggage itself.
This is Avenger. Yeah. If you go to travelguysradio.com right now, you can see these products and get some more information on because John has not only a store on Fulton Avenue but also a website.
Yeah, packing.
So if you're listening to us from the Netherlands, you can get these items without having to drive to Sacramento for them. But so this deters. This is something you would spray on the bed, on the luggage.
On the luggage, and then you wonder, what about your clothing?
They say, Lord, you have to have a whole new kit to go on the road now.
Yeah.
We're talking with John Holloway of Holloway Travel Outfitters. This is Mark Hoffman along with Tom Romano. We are the Travel Guys, and this is News Talk 1530 KFBK on a beautiful Sunday afternoon.
I wanted to ask you, John, you mentioned that you have a website. Give that to me again.
Sure. It's packinglight.com, and it's LIGHT light.
And they can see this product there as well.
Absolutely. You bet.
And so for folks who, and again, if there's someone out there listening to the Travel Guys right now who is a doctor and or perhaps even an exterminator.
We will get our exterminator guy.
921-1530 is the number to call. We would love to put you on the air. 921-1530. John, some people are going to be out there and they're going to say, well, my goodness, how do I find out that a hotel doesn't, whether they have a bed bug problem or not? And we were talking about this before we started the interview that, you could go to tripadvisor.com or something. And Tom made a comment that maybe you'd want to stay in a hotel that had had them and it had exterminated them.
Yeah, it's like a lot of things in life. Once you know that somebody's had a problem and they fixed it, then you can be pretty safe that it's going to be okay. So if they've had a bed bug infestation and have resolved it, then that might be the place that you would want to stay. But I would imagine, like most hotels, and if you do a little bit of research online, you can probably find out a history and be pretty sure that you're going to be safe wherever you might want to stay.
Well, and the other thing is, don't panic. I mean, just because you woke up in the morning with an insect bite on your arm, doesn't mean that a mosquito didn't attack you the day before.
Right.
This is not a pandemic situation, but it is something that is showing up in more and more places.
Mark, you take a lot of people, a lot of places, year in and year out. How often have you ever had any of your travelers indicate that they think they've had bed bug issues?
Tom, I will tell you, I've never had anybody ever come to me and say, so we take people all the time. But I feel like I've experienced a couple times myself. So
right.
It's there. But again, anecdotal evidence.
Exactly. And I think even though we're hearing it in the news now, on TV, on radio, that I wouldn't panic and cancel your vacation. I think it's still a lot to do about nothing.
Well, and let's remind people that you can't take firearms onto an aircraft. So there's no way you're going to be able to shoot them down when you get to the hotel.
No.
John.
For $8, we got a treatment.
For $8?
I mean,
it's easier.
Yeah.
Okay, John, thank you very much coming by today and talking to us about, of all things, I never thought we would revisit this issue, but bed bugs. This is John Holloway from Holloway Travel Outfitters.
Thanks, John.
Next
time I want you to bring some self-drying underwear, would you?
Will do. I can do that.
This is the Travel Guys, and we are News Talk 1530 KFBK.
We mentioned at the top of the hour that there was a way for you to win some authentic Big Sky Country cowboy music today. And so here's how you do it. You go to travelguysradio.com. This is not an on-the-air thing. It's on the web. Go to travelguysradio.com and just scroll down. You can see all about today's show and about Rob on the road and all of that exciting stuff. You scroll down. You'll see where David Walburn, you can listen to some of his music. Mike is playing in the background right now. And then all you have to do is put your name, your email address, and your phone number, and we will pick two winners after the program is over. Go to travelguysradio.com. And you can win some wonderful Montana music. Come up after the break. Rob on the road joins us right here in the studio, and we talk about all kinds of great places to get away in Northern California. You're listening to the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
I'm gonna saddle up a rainbow, trot and ride this.
What is that music? I have no idea. Travel music, I guess.
Welcome back to the Travel Guys. Mark Hoffman, Tom Romano, about to be joined by KVIE's Rob on the road. Listen, we have some important business to take care of here first. This is sports, leisure, vacations business. If you are one of these lucky Sports Leisure Travel Club members, you have won a tour certificate. If you are Joyce Moss, Judith Woods, or William Yee. Joyce, yours is $150 value because it didn't get claimed last week, so it went up from $100 to $150. Judith Woods and William Yee, you have each won a $100 tour certificate. Call the Sports Leisure Vacations office Monday or Tuesday before 4:30 p.m. to claim your prize. Once again, Joyce Moss, $150 tour certificate. Judith Woods and William Yee, $100 apiece. Call Sports Leisure Vacations at 361-TOUR. Monday or Tuesday between 8 and 4:30 to claim your prize. And also, a reminder, if you are at home and you would like to win some wonderful Montana cowboy music, go to TravelGuysRadio.com on your computer, and you can enter to win one of David Walburn's CDs, some really cool music. In fact, you can listen to some of it on the website there. And just leave us your name and your email. We'll pick a couple of winners after the road and after the road, after the program. I've been on the road.
Been on the road. Too much.
Too much, yeah. So, joining us now is Rob on the road.
I've been on the road, too.
Yeah. Where have you been? Where have you been since the last time you were here on the Travel Guys, Rob?
Been all over. In fact, I heard you mention earlier trains, planes, and automobiles. So, yep. A little shameless plug here. Our next show coming up at the end of October is trains, planes, and automobiles.
Cool.
Well, we knew that. That's why we jumped in. Actually, Tom and I are old enough to remember that movie.
I just saw it just the other night. I never get enough of
the original version. Yeah, is that like one of the all-time great comedy classics of in history?
It's awesome.
You know, for those, Rob, that haven't had a chance to catch your program yet, tell us a little bit about what Rob on the Road is all about when they tune into KVIE.
Sure, Tom. These segments air throughout the broadcast day on KVIE Channel 6 and at kvie.org/Rob on the Road. And what they're about is we're out for the explorer and everybody. We want to reach out to the inquisitive side of people when they want to go check things out. They want to see new things. They want to hear interesting stories about people who've made a difference in this world. So our line is we're exploring the stories that capture the unique spirit of Northern California, and that's exactly what the stories are about.
There you go. Now, where do we head on our next few journeys that people can watch?
Sure. We're putting together our next show. It's called Great Getaways, Rob on the Road, Great Getaways. And we'd love to hear, in fact, anybody's ideas about where we should go. Just send them to rob@kvie.org because we have one more slot left in that rundown of cool places to go. We're going to go whale watching, which will be fun, in San Francisco.
Whale watching?
Yes, whale watching.
Oh, whale watching. Sorry.
Wait, what did you think I said?
Well.
I do have
I could go to check out some wells.
Well,
there's a well out in Oroville.
Deep thought.
I'm originally from South Carolina, and it comes back out.
Whale watching.
Whale watching.
And what part of, obviously here again, it's Northern California, so you're whale watching like?
Off the San Francisco Bay.
All right.
Yes,
did you do that?
No, all of these have to be taped within the next 2 months.
You know, this has got to be one of those, like, dream jobs that you just kind of like, I can't believe I get to do this.
Wait a minute. Let me understand this. The guy comes on our radio program, and now he's looking for places. He's using our radio program to find places for his television show.
That's what we do.
I'm so sorry. I just kind of turned it into
that direction. That's all right. It was a blatant plug, and I wasn't sure if it came through correctly there. But obviously, it was a blatant plug.
No, he asked where I was going, so I was just telling him.
So
I should have asked, where have you been?
Yeah, exactly. So, Rob, how did you get into this gig with KVIE and doing these travel snippets that you prepare into full-fledged broadcasts from time to time, and they're kind of you'll excuse me if I say this, it's kind of like Huell Howser Jr.
Well, I hear that a lot.
Yeah,
you know what? I actually take that as a compliment.
Well,
I really do.
You know what's really funny is and Huell was a guest on this program a few months ago when he was in town at KVIE, and everybody gives him a bad time about the way he talks and everything. But the funny thing is, everybody knows how he talks.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So they must watch him because otherwise they wouldn't know.
Look at that.
That's amazing. So, Rob, how did you get into this?
Well, I've been doing Rob on the Road for about a year and a half now. The station decided about a year and a half ago that they were going to put their local time between their shows into local programming, which really is where it should be. And so we decided to put 40 Rob on the Road segments a week at least into our program schedule. And the station came up with the idea. I was there working on California Heartland, and they came up with Rob on the Road. And it's just been a win-win ever since. We love it.
What's been, since you've been doing it, give us the most unusual Rob on the Road incident that comes to mind, and
Maybe one that won't ever air on television.
Yeah, that would be okay, too.
Oh. Well, it involved a whale. I'm sorry, an elephant seal at the elephant seal colony in Half Moon Bay. And it was about a ton. And I came across one of the dunes, and the whale was there. And it was moving. You know, they can move pretty fast. And, you know, I don't really want to go into what happened, but it was just kind of embarrassing.
That's even more fun than actually knowing what happened.
Yeah, I guess so. Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano, here we are, the Travel Guys, along with Rob Stewart from KVIE, Rob on the Road, here on Sunday afternoon. And Rob, so you get into this stuff, and you take a camera crew, right?
Oh, yes, mm-hmm.
And you go out, so this is not inexpensive to stuff to produce. I mean, because you've got to have two or three people all the time, right? A cameraman.
It's me and a camera, my videographer. Yes.
Okay.
And so we have a blast. We just go out. We have fun, and it's not. I mean, you know, we are very tight with how we produce this. We're you know, very conscious about what it costs, but because of course it is public television. But we are very responsible with how we do it, and it's not, believe it or not, it's not that expensive.
Is this a common practice at other public television stations, or is this just something that a little more creative?
Well,
here at KVIE?
I like to say that KVIE is an innovator when it comes to public broadcasting, and it is, because other stations across the country are calling and asking us for these segments to air. In fact, our national parks show just went national, so I would say it's not common.
Yeah.
There are, however, I worked at the Philadelphia station before I came here, and they did some local stuff between the shows. But to have such full content airing during the week is not, in my opinion, normal.
Well, and people who are listening, and this is a little bit off the track perhaps of travel, but since my company has been a big supporter of KVIE for a number of years, and our public broadcasting station here in Sacramento consistently outshines other stations around the country in ratings against other stations, in ratings against local stations, frequently does considerably better than others. And there's some great programming coming up this week that we're going to talk about in the next segment that I think we'll probably do that once again, particularly considering the fact that the baseball season is coming to a conclusion. So, Rob, you've what else do you do in your real life?
Well,
is this a full-time thing for you?
Oh, this is full-time, absolutely. I'm also a reporter for America's Heartland, which is our national show. Just got back from Denver Friday night. We had a three-day shoot there. So I split up my time between America's Heartland and Rob on the Road. And then, of course, our Viewfinder series, which we're going to be talking about in a little bit with your baseball conversation coming up. I work on the Viewfinder schedule as well. So it's a full-time, fun job. I pinch myself every day. I know I am blessed.
Outstanding. All right, we're going to go to take a break here, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit about the special programming that is coming up on KVIE next week. Also, a reminder, if you would like to win a free CD, some great Montana music, go to TravelGuysRadio.com, fill out the little, scroll all the way down, fill out the little entry form there, and at the end of the program, we will award a couple of free autographed CDs from David Wahlberg, a wonderful man who from Montana who was in town a couple weeks ago playing music for us at a Sports Leisure Vacations event. You're listening to Travel Guys. This is News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Welcome back. This is the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530.
Where did Harris get that bumper music?
I don't know. See, where's On the Road Again by Willie Nelson? Harris is really cool, by the way.
Some lovely heavy metal stuff. All right, don't forget our Montana music can be found at TravelGuysRadio.com. You can win a free CD. All you have to do is just go there and fill out the entry form, and they are piling
Here's my newest tune. No, that's not me. That's Doug Wahlberg. David Wahlberg, and I want that music. Can I enter?
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
In fact, I might even get you one. Is that graft if I offer to give you one?
That's okay. Nobody's listening, so no one will know.
No one will know. Okay. Well, Rob is sitting here, so he'll know. He'll probably go back and tell all the people at KVIE. Speaking of KVIE, there was a very special event there this week, which I was lucky enough to be a part of, and it has to do with a program that's coming up this week on KVIE that is going to be, I think, a tremendous program, particularly if you're a baseball fan. Ken Burns was in town, the man who has done the National Park series, the Civil War, the baseball anthology originally in 1994, which only covered baseball up until 1992. So now he's done an update called The 10th Inning, and it's going to air this week. And he was in town this week at a lunch and did a luncheon at KVIE, which was frankly fascinating. We were talking about it off the air beforehand. But, Rob, you're the station. That's your gig. Tell us a little bit about what's going to go on.
You know, I was at that luncheon with you as well, and I am not a huge baseball fan, so you and I come from different views on this, and I was blown away.
By the way, the Giants are ahead of the Rockies 2-0, but other than that, it's not, yeah.
And I was blown away by the clip they showed. I really was. I think that this kind of appeals to anybody because it talks about really human stories as well as, of course, the love of baseball, which is universal. It comes up Tuesday, Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. It's the 10th inning by Ken Burns and Lynn Novick. And they weren't they so – I wish that we had some audio to play from their luncheon because they're amazing.
That was the most interesting hour in the studio. We had a wonderful lunch outdoors at KVIE, and my company happens to be one of the underwriters along with Del Webb Properties are helping to bring the program to Sacramento Sports Leisure Vacations and Del Webb. But – It was such a thrill as a baseball fan to be in the room. And Marco Spertone, who is from the Sacramento Bee. Mm-hmm. Was on loan to them to help create this program. And then there's an accompanying program on Thursday night about minor league baseball in town. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Correct. It's called The Golden Game, and it comes on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. It is fascinating. It is a local – it's a look basically at some local players to track them along and see – you know, their never-dying dream of trying to make it into the big leagues. And we're going to find out Wednesday night at 7 o'clock exactly what happens with their careers. We're just finding out ourselves. We've been following these guys for quite a while. And it is a thriller.
Well, and you talk about a travel show. Some of these guys bang around in the minor leagues for 10, 12, even as many as 20 years. And become career minor leaguers. I mean, they've made it to the major leagues twice for September call-ups, and they're probably never going back, but they're good enough to outperform most AAA players and to fit a hole. If a team needs somebody that can fill in a hole till the next prospect from AA comes up or something like that. So the River Cats had a guy, Lou Merlone, was that his last name, a couple of years ago, who was in his mid-30s and was still playing here in town. But I can tell you, having previewed a little bit of this program at KVIE Studios last week, the 10th inning, if you are a baseball fan or if you just like human interest stories,
right?
It's a little bit about there are parts about Barry Bonds and the whole steroid thing and stuff like that, but it's covered in a way that you're going to find – if you liked Ken Burns' National Parks series, if you liked the Civil War thing, then you're going to absolutely love this because we could have sat there and watched the whole 4 hours.
It was gripping, and he brings a perspective to this that I've not seen before when talking about some of these issues. You mentioned Barry Bonds and steroids, so it's very interesting.
Well, and there's very much a Sacramento slant to this because Marcos was – with the producers for the whole time putting this show together. It was very interesting. Marco said he's a lifetime Giants fan, and he said, you know, I've lived around here most of if I'm recalling correctly, he said I've lived around here most of my life, and he said, you know, I always thought when I was a little kid, you know, one day the Giants are going to win the World Series and it's going to be a great thing. And he said, now I'm a middle-aged man and the Giants still haven't won the World Series. And he says, I know some Cub fans, so I know that this is not necessarily going to automatically happen at some point in time. And it was really interesting. You know, I'm 55 myself, and I'm still waiting for the Giants to win a world championship. And who knows? Maybe this will be the year. But this program has more of a Sacramento thread to it than perhaps most Ken Burns things. And then, of course, the minor league program, really a way to – these guys in the minor leagues, the umpires, the managers, the coaches, the players, everybody is living a dream.
They are.
Either on the – and some of them are on the front side of the dream, and some of them are on the back side of the dream.
And we're showing you both of them, and it's really fascinating.
And the minor league show that we're talking about is this Wednesday?
Wednesday, 7 o'clock.
And the Ken Burns program is coming up
Tuesday and Wednesday.
Tuesday and Wednesday from 8 to 10.
From 8 to 10. Mm-hmm. So if you are – and it just happened to land in the last week of the baseball season. I'm not sure exactly.
Gee, I wonder how that happened.
How that happened. And I will tell you, Rob, God, it really was a thrill to meet Mr. Burns. And he is a huge baseball fan.
He is.
I mean, he's a huge baseball historian. Just the things he said on the stage and rattled off told us that – this isn't something that the man just decided to do. Something that is a huge passion for him.
Weren't you so moved to hear how he talked about when he was a child? And I think that he was saying that he had a pretty some difficult times in his childhood.
Baseball
was his escape.
It was kind of fun, Tom. They opened up the questions to the audience, mm-hmm. and some folks asked about, you know, one really interesting thing was, does Barry Bonds belong in the Hall of Fame? And they were talking about that. And they also had talked about Pete Rose belonging in the Hall of Fame. And I thought a very interesting comment was made. I remember it was Ken or Marcos or who said it. Said, yes, he belongs in the Hall of Fame. Don't put him in until he dies.
Yeah, it was Lynn.
Yeah, Lynn. And so give him the honor. He deserves to be there. But
wait till he's dead.
But don't let him have the satisfaction of knowing that he got there.
That did not come from us. That came from Lynn.
Exactly.
Our guest on the program, Rob Stewart from Rob on the Road on KVIE Channel 6. We'll be back, wrap things up here, and take a look at what's happening in 2 weeks here on the Travel Guys. News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Hey, hon.
Yeah?
What do you know about the lieutenant governor's race?
Oh, I know one thing. I know who I'm not voting for.
Whoa. Who's that?
A guy named Abel Maldonado.
Abel Maldonado. What do you have against him?
Well, he's a career Sacramento legislator who hasn't been straight with us on either budget or taxes.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. Well, get this. Abel Maldonado promised he wouldn't raise taxes.
Right.
Then he cuts a backroom deal with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ah.
Abel Maldonado voted to cut our public schools and supported the biggest tax increase in California history.
Wait, he did what?
Abel Maldonado voted to cut our public schools and supported the biggest tax increase in California history.
Abel Maldonado says he'll fix what's broken in Sacramento?
Uh-huh.
It sounds like Abel Maldonado is what's broken in Sacramento.
Yep.
Paid for by Newsom for California, Lieutenant Governor, 2010.
Welcome to Match Game, where we match you with the perfect plumber. Our guest of 10 is the Marconi of Body Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Mark, let's go with you.
Plumber number two, my kitchen sink is constantly dripping. What do you charge to fix a leaky faucet?
You never know. We charge whatever it takes to make our quota. It's all about the numbers.
I see. Candy, you're up.
Plumber number three?
How you doing, Candy?
Fine, thank you.
No, really. How you doing?
Let's try plumber number one.
I'll come to your home to evaluate the problem and give you a free estimate. If you decide to move forward, you always know the cost before I start the job.
Our choice is clear. Only plumber number one is the perfect match for Bonnie Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
Call Bonnie today. They only hire the best plumbers to work for them.
License number 696355.
It's a pleasure having you at the other end there. You know, without you listening, this show would be nothing. So thank you so much for joining us every other Sunday for the Travel Guys. So happy to have Rod Stewart from Rob on the Road from KVIE. Rob, any final comments to your fans listening today and your new fans?
Well, and we always want to thank people for watching and supporting PBS. And you know what? I also want to say thank you. To you, Mark, because Sports Leisure Vacations has been a huge supporter of KVIE. You are the local underwriter of Ken Burns' new documentary coming out, but you're also the best travel person in town. So anybody looking for a good vacation, Sports Leisure Vacation is the place to go. I can say that about you because I do a lot of travel myself.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Robin. And I'd be lying if I didn't tell you that we have been our company has been helping to underwrite public television in Sacramento for 20 years, and this is, without any doubt, the thing I am most proud of having our name on. This is a world-class program, if you will, and it's really extremely well done.
And Ken thanked you himself.
Yes, yeah, and that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Having an opportunity to meet that man was pretty neat. Tom, in 2 weeks, our show is going – I'm going to be out on the road on good old Route 66, the Mother Road, the main street of America.
We did the Lincoln Highway. It's only appropriate that we do. Well, one of the places that Sports Leisure Vacation has tripped for a number of years. So what are you going to bring from the road?
Well, we are going to hit all of the off-the-beaten-track places. We've got we're going from Chicago to Santa Monica with a wonderful group of people. We're going to stop at all kinds of – in fact, I was driving through Missouri just a few days ago checking out places like the Missouri Hick Barbecue in Cuba, Missouri, which was where we're going to have lunch one day. And the world's largest rocking chair now is on Route 66.
That's cool.
Things – Rob-type stuff.
I'm going to go with you.
Yeah, well, it'll be Mark on the road. Mark on the road.
All right.
All right. That's in 2 weeks, Route 66 right here on – the travel guys on Sports Leisure Vacation. News Talk 1530, KFBK. See you in 2 weeks.